Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture, bedding, cookware, holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping. And right now, until October 31st, get 10% back when you join our new rewards program. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com. Terms apply.
Style every home.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Jay, unmute.
Hey, my bad. Sorry about that. That lets you know I don't stream in enough. But Jay Foreman, DP, is back in full effect. Austin Norman on the ones and twos. We're old school. Brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special grease, the butcher shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Fellas, what's popping? There's a lot going on. Austin. Look, I won't even go in on you and your quarterback being grossly out of shape, kind of a la Donovan McNabb when he played for the Redskins. But we'll stay on task, man. I mean, obviously, you know, the Huskers showed a little bit of a different – that was a different game, different type of fight than the moral victory. So I think it's you know, look, you never get anything – you don't get the ultimate positive, I guess, out of not winning the game. But I think it's also that the light will shine bright enough to where now the expectations and the extra adage of true grit and fight is there. And so therefore, you know, the expectation is to see that week in and week out. So I think it's, you know, if there is something to come good out of it, it's that. Obviously, the play calling has been, you know, questioned. I got some pretty different thoughts on that, but everything else is, you know, pointing in the right direction. Is UCLA or bust this week?
Yeah, you just said a thing, Jay, that I was talking to Nick and Jake in the back, and that came up. That came up. That we've said this many times in the previous 4 or 5 years, that this week's game is must win. This week's game is no excuse. This week's game is a program changer, a culture shifter, rebranding of the personality and profile of Nebraska football. So I'll ask you, Hall of Famer. I'll ask you, Hall of Famer, how important on the Foreman scale of 1 to 7, how important is it that the Huskers figure out how to beat UCLA at home Saturday at Memorial Stadium?
I mean, it's, you know, it's always, I mean, every game for me, you know, is 7, but I think, you know, realistically it's anywhere from a 5. I don't think it's a program changer. I don't think it's a, you know, I think people put that label on it because it's low hanging fruit. I think there's a lot of lazy people that do, you know, evaluations of the program or on the radio. It's a lot of easy stuff. And so that's easy to say. Anytime you play against a ranked opponent, we say, this is the biggest, we got to do this. Is, you know, one victory is not going to change the culture, you know, or change the whole thing. It's a step in the right direction. It's like people say, well, if we would have been able to play Akron or whatever in the first game and not, you know, been rained out or weathered out, then, you know, the tenure of Scott Frost and that would have went different. It's a big game because it's obviously, you know, you've been on the road the last two games and it's they're both road games have been significantly different, but then also it's an opponent that you feel like you have a really good chance of beating. But then also what I meant is more importantly is that the way you played on the road after essentially, you know, letting yourself down, which is probably more important than letting media members and fans down, that you were able to answer the bell, but then also play, you know, and execute and show actually, you know, that you know, plan to win. And there is a difference, man. I think I always say that on every team you got some pretenders or people that pretend to like they want to win. I think this is a first time that you could, you know, as a former player, athlete, you could see that that was the true intentions was to go there and win. And that was, you know, probably confidence in what they probably always had. But I think they learned it real early in the game that, you know, they belonged on the field. And ultimately, there's a few plays that need to be made or ones that weren't made, whether assisted or not assisted by the situation and the refs throughout the game. But ultimately, you know, the players were able to have that game in their hands. And that's what you want, you know, coming down the stretch.
Jay, what do you do, one, as a player, on the field, in the huddle, on the sideline, when it comes up? And I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it anyway. That what do you do as a player, as a leader, as a Hall of Famer, when the calls start appearing to, and I'll throw those in air quotes, appearing to go left? What do you do? What do you say? How do you receive it? How do you deal with it?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing you do is, to the magnitude of what they're having, but, you know, you always want to be able to not leave it in the ref's hands. But when you're making the plays and doing the things you want guys to come out of their breaks hard and run routes, and you're getting tugged from behind, you know, whether they're missing, you know, magically missing, you know, 2 yards, you know, or it will take away 2 yards away from you on a first down in 30, 40 seconds at the end of the half. You just got to keep plugging away, but then ultimately you got to look really deep into the plays that maybe preceded that. So why would you do that? It's always a cause and effect. You know, should you have been maybe 3rd and 2 versus like 3rd and 6? So you got to kind of look at that. But ultimately you got to put the trust in, you know, the coaches are in this case, you know, Matt Rhule, he'll go to bat for you, and he's showing you the willingness to. And I said it, you know, on you know, inside the huddle yesterday morning, I said that in the post game. I mean, it's at the point when it's egregious like that in a close game, and it's blatant. Now this is extreme. It would cross my mind if I was a head coach whether I'd go out. I would bring my team out there because you never would want to obviously tell the team not to answer the bell. But it would be something that where I'd hold. It would be a holding pattern. Till I can see the refs, look them in the eye, and say enough is enough, because that game Saturday on national TV was horrendous at times, and it was definitely a disadvantage for Nebraska.
Austin, from the fan standpoint, and you get the voice as the Husker fan analyst, stark eyes, Austin. How does Husker Nation feel? I'm asking you to be the pulse and temperature for Husker Nation after watching a winnable game in a tough building against a tough squad. So you tell me what I missed.
They're pissed, but they're still coming back next week, right? I mean, I think there's another missed opportunity that you were one play away, maybe 2 plays away. You can spin it a couple different ways. That they saw the fight they wanted to. They're I won't say impressed necessarily. They're not satisfied. I guess I'd fall back to the Matt Rhule word, fulfilled, right? They saw the team get up off the mat, take, you know, a top 5 most talented team in the country down to the wire. Still upset because, like Jay said, despite all the issues with refs, with being maybe overmatched physically and in terms of talent, you're still in that game. One play away. So I think it feels like it's felt before where Nebraska fans are tired of being one play away, but they're not going to give up their hope that, hey, maybe this actually is a corner turn this time.
Jay?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't think it's, a, you know, it's, you know, coming, you know, still showing up. I just think it's, you know, for a fan, you got to, you know, when you watch Indiana, that's probably – was more or less the disappointing shock and anger and stuff like that with Nebraska, considering the circumstances, you should be proud. But then also, you know, fans' job is to support. You can evaluate, but you got to be really in tune in what you know what you're doing and what you're looking for. You know, I think one of the biggest things that, you know, we'll jump into is that, you know, the execution needs to be, you know, the easy thing to do is like the pylon. You know, one of Nebraska reporters went in there and asked one of the Ohio State players about play call and so forth and so on. And it's great after you win. It's almost like Yesterday, the Patriots player was talking about Aaron Rodgers not being as mobile. Well, he's 40 years old, all right, off of Achilles. Common sense, which generally is not used very often, will tell you he's not going to be very mobile at 40 years old, healthy, in particular, coming off an Achilles injury. And then, you know, it's easy to go and ask an opponent about play calling when you end up when your home team, I guess, ends up losing, they're making a play. But it really.
Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home with fast shipping. And for a limited time, get 10% back when you join Wayfair Rewards. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com. Terms apply.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Look at the game. There was it wasn't the play calling. I'm sorry to break people. I'm sorry for people that are on this radio station that are on before me. I'm sorry to break your heart. It's not play calling. Could the play calling be better? Sure. Is there things that, like, you know, the fourth down play, probably would like to see, you know, maybe Emmett in there because he has a little bit better vision. Would have probably even liked Dante to go outside. I ain't got nothing to do with play calling. Could you set it up a little bit different? Sure. There was plays to be made, plays that weren't made. Now you're not going to make 100% of the plays, and you're not going to get 100% great play calling. The execution, or what I call, what I always talk about, is direct access plays is what killed us, and that's probably one of the things that probably needs. If we could get that, direct access plays could be in two different or a multitude of ways. It could be, I just don't block the guy in front of me. He has direct access to DP. Or I could be at the point of attack and whiff, and then therefore, again, essentially, I just kind of got in his way for what, a half a second, millisecond. He's directly has access to, you know, in this case, I'm thinking just off the top of my head down there. Dante Lloyd on the kind of a jet sweep. And, you know, if you just get a little bit more of a block on the guy that ended up making the tackle, the fact that he was able to run through two or three guys, I like the chances of him possibly getting in the end zone. Then you got a different game. So, you know, yeah, the play, you know, so I just think that, you know, you got to really start watching the game versus piling on, because if you don't, you're going to end up being in the same position you're going to be, you've been in for the last, quite frankly, 20 some years, you know? And so, you know, everybody needs to improve. I mean, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that everybody needs to improve, but there's some fine new details that need to be a little bit more efficient. And that has nothing to do with the play calling. It's on the players.
Doesn't it feel, Austin made a point, and again, I use Jay as the palate cleanser and the timeline cleanser. Sometimes the conversation becomes repetitive. You know, a bunch of people at the trough, first person eats, everybody else eats what they ate simply because. But he said a thing that it feels like it did before. So I ask you, Hall of Famer, was Saturday different? And if it wasn't, the answer is simple. If it was different than what's happened in, let's say, the last 5 years, you know, and that record of one score losses, right? No matter who you lose against for one score, it's still a one score loss. Is it the same, Jay?
No, because I don't even remember. No, I mean, I don't think it's the same. I mean, I guess you're referencing the 3-9, in particular, the best 3-9 team of all time versus, you know, right? Is that what we're talking about? I mean, essentially what people refer to as like, We got to walk around in the offseason and being the best, crappiest team ever in the nation, right? I think it was 0-0. We had a 0 point, you know, there was no point differential. But we were six losses in the, you know, in the or six in the negative in the win-loss column versus right now, one score games that, first of all, the period, you got to take Nebraska out of it and take just in general. There's more parity in college football than ever before. It's been trending that way ever since the TV contracts and the expansion of college football across different networks. So if you don't understand that, that is factual. And then as far as when you're potentially on the uptick or when you're playing up against opponents or playing like opponents, most likely the games are going to be very close. Now, you know, every close game isn't created equal. Every one score game isn't created the same either. So it's, you know, if you're not a ranked team and you're playing a number 14, very rarely do you beat them by two scores, right? And if you're playing really well, very rarely are you going to be getting beat by two scores. And so it's, you know, there's meat on each side of the bone. There's definitely things obviously that's led to in the past that us not being able to complete the mission is obviously ultimately winning those games. And where they're moving now, what it looks like on a consistent basis, they're just right on the cusp of doing it. And now they got to figure that extra, you know, adage or thing they need to do so. And it's the hardest thing to do. You know, I always equate it to like when you're taking off, there's turbulence. You know, the captain gets on and says, we got a little bit of a bumpy ride. You know, but, you know, I don't know when, but we got to go through the clouds. And once we get up above the clouds, you know, we're going to be pretty smooth sailing. But right now we're right in the end of the, you know, bumpiness or whatever. And then we got to be able to either, you know, put the gas down, get out of there, or we got to figure a way to kind of navigate our way through it and slowly but surely get out of there. So, you know, it's just a unique, I mean, it's a hard thing for me to say because I'm a big on the black and white. You win or you lose. But the eye test and feel is a lot different. I think I'm more importantly for me, it'll probably bode well for me if they can double down on it, but then more importantly, double down on win.
That's where I was going to go, DJ, is that, I mean, it kind of feels the same right now because we don't have that next data point yet, right? I mean, Nebraska still does have four opportunities to prove Matt Rhule right. He's with you. No, it felt different. No, it looked better. It felt better in the locker room, the championship, you know, mentality. He said that he felt at halftime. But to your point, it's still black and white. It's wins and losses. Right. Nebraska still lost the game, but this team has a chance to prove that it's not the same, that enough has changed, that there is, you know, one step forward and not necessarily two steps back coming, right? That's maybe the exciting part the Husker fans are clinging to. They want to believe that it's different. They want to, but they won't say it's different until, like you said, they get a chance to double down on it against UCLA going into a bye week and then three more times in November.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, once Nebraska wins Saturday, then it'd be like, all right, then we got to win the next two out of three. They, you know, it's all, listen, Husker fans, just like every fan, you give them a little bit, they want more, and I like that. I like the expectations to be higher. I mean, you should always want to try to prove yourself right versus trying to prove everybody wrong. And you know, it is different. I mean, he knows more than anybody as far as Matt Rhule does because he sees him every day. He knows what it looks like. He's in the locker room. None of us has, and none of us would be privy to that. So, you know, he's a better judge than that. But you know, in order to make it right, kind of like to make himself right last week when, you know, you'd say it was a one-off by the defense, right? You showed it was a one-off, or, you know, you showed that wasn't your true self in a big game and probably in a lesser, probably more, probably a harder situation. You got a team that's coming off a bye week, motivated to, you know, Ohio State to make the a splash because they had, you know, they're out of the news cycle for a week. And, you know, on paper, obviously very talented, probably the best roster talent, you know, that you can buy. And they're looking to try to think like, okay, well, if Indiana did this, we're going to, you know, really tune up for a Penn State. And they got met with some force, and Nebraska was able to continue that force. I think if you ever had any doubt whether you could play, hopefully that was nullified. More importantly now, you got to find a way to make some more winning plays. Now we got to start scoring more points. I mean, that's without a doubt, right? We got to start scoring more points. We got to figure out a way to marry explosiveness with clock management, and it can be done. But that's what we have to do versus worrying about what play calling. And you know what? In the next segment, we'll answer your text about the screens and all that and why you run screens, the anatomy of the screens, what team is set up perfectly to run screens against, and what do you need to run a screen, all that stuff. But more importantly, you got to be able to, you know, offensive philosophy. I think you saw a breakthrough there. Whether it's telling yourself you got to run, being told you got to run, or either way, the play calling meshed up a little bit better than what actually the output was. So with that being said, we'll take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school. We'll dive into the screens, you know, and see what we can do to improve that. But why they were not working, and why they hopefully will in the future, and why you run them against or who you run them against most likely. After a quick break, we'll be right back.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.